be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at facebook.com/fairandjust.
Probably the most important weekend of the NFL draft process is just about to wrap up. That'll wrap up on Tuesday. We do have the offensive players in the books, and that's where we're going to focus today. Justin Pulaski here with your Commish's Draft Buzz podcast. And, well, the buzz at the involving the NFL draft has been around the combine all weekend long. The offensive linemen and tight ends kicked it off first. Their workout was on Saturday. Yesterday, we saw the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers go at it. We're going to take a look at the offense as a whole. We'll start with the offensive linemen and some of the offensive linemen that really stood out. Now, when you look at the top of the offensive tackles in this class, there's really a bunch of guys that all have consideration or could be considered the top offensive tackle in this year's class, from Tyron Smith from USC, who did not work out on Saturday but did show up to the combine after playing at 285 pounds at USC. A lot of people thought that's going to be too small for the NFL. Showed up at 307 pounds but did not work out at the combine. Anthony Costanzo and Nate Solder, both of these guys, offensive tackles. Anthony Costanzo, a lot of scouts consider him maybe the best prospect at left tackle in this draft. Both of those guys were outstanding in drills. Costanzo, really his biggest area of concern is lower body strength. Upper body strength was fine, especially on the bench press, but it's the lower body strength that scouts are concerned about. But that's definitely something he can improve upon once he makes it to the NFL. But both those players were very good at the drill part. Danny Watkins is coming out of Baylor. A lot of people consider Danny Watkins to move down to guard. He's a 27 years old, or it will be 27 years old once the next NFL season starts. And Danny Watkins shows up a little taller than people thought, more at 6'3 than at 6'2. Can play offensive tackle, can play guard, does have long arms. And a great story in Watkins is I believe he was a firefighter, decided he was going to play some football, went to Baylor, took over for Jason Smith, who was the second overall pick a few years back, and really played left tackle very well for Baylor. Could play tackle, could play guard at the NFL. And I think right now his stock has him as a late first round pick. But other than that, really there weren't any separations. Gabe Karimi from Wisconsin, more of a right tackle than a left tackle, really didn't separate himself. Nobody really separated themselves among the offensive linemen, and that's going to put a lot of more pressure on the pro days coming up for each of these guys. At the tight end position, tight ends also worked out on Saturday. One name that stood out, and he was there's a reason he was on my top five tight ends to start this draft process, and that's Virgil Green out of Nevada. 6'3", 249 pounds was his official height and weight. Clocked the 40 fastest time for a tight end at 4.63 in the 40. Had the highest vertical jump at 42.5 feet. Now, 42.5 inches. 42.5 feet is very high. 42.5 inches. And with Virgil Green, when you look at the vertical jump, and then he had actually the longest broad jump at 10 feet, 10 inches. When you look at vertical jump and you look at longest broad jump, to me that shows explosiveness. And when you have the speed at 4.63 and you can combine that with the highest vert and the longest broad jump, you're showing me that this guy has speed, he's explosive out of his breaks, he can stop on a dime and burst into another acceleration. So very impressed with Virgil Green. I think he's a pass receiving threat, and I think he's a guy the Buccaneers could eye in the middle rounds. Another vertical threat at the tight end position was DJ Williams out of Arkansas. 6'2", 245 pounds at the combine, ran a 4.67. Both of those guys good receiving options. It might be targets for the Bucs in the middle rounds. Quarterbacks took the stage on Sunday, and you know, Blaine Gabbert did not work out. For the quarterbacks that did work out, I don't think any of them helped themselves, but I don't think any of them hurt themselves either. You know, there's a couple that really stood out. Jake Locker stood out, but we knew, or at least people that were close to the draft knew, that Jake Locker was going to do some special things at the combine because he's that type of athlete. He is in shorts, as athletic as maybe anyone at the combine. Ran a great 40, showed good accuracy on his throws during the throwing session. The problem is that you look back to his season at Washington and completing around 50% and only having seven completions or less in three separate games had seven completions or less. And you're telling me you're a first-round quarterback? Boy, it's just hard watching that film and thinking, this is the guy I want to build my franchise around. But he did have a very good day at the combine, and we'll see if that plays into where he goes in the draft. Now, with Jake Locker, another question that came up at the combine is, are you going to play football? Now, there's rumors have it that he might be leaning towards maybe moving on to baseball. Didn't really answer those questions concretely, at least concretely enough for some teams that do have that worry on him. Another quarterback that played very well at the combine, Christian Ponder out of FSU. Doesn't have the strongest arm, does have some injury concerns, but is a great candidate for a West Coast style of offense. I don't think Ponder gets into the first round just because of that lack of arm strength, but when you look at what Ponder does, his leadership, you know he was good in the interviews and the meetings with the teams, was good on the field, doesn't have that elite arm strength once again, but is very accurate and can run that West Coast style of offense. Look at teams in the second round that do run that West Coast style of offense. Starts at the top, Cincinnati Bengals, right there at the top of the second round. With Jay Gruden coming in, uncertainty with Carson Palmer, you look at Christian Ponder possibly being a selection there by the Bengals at the top of the second round, since, boy, you know, I look at Cam Newton, Blaine Gabbert. I think the Bengals could go in another direction than the first round. Wait till the second round if they are indeed going after a quarterback, and Christian Ponder would be a good selection that fits their type of offense. Another team in the second round that runs the West Coast style of offense that might be looking quarterback, San Francisco 49ers. Keep an eye on them with Christian Ponder as well. Everyone looking at Ryan Mallett, had a great day throwing the ball, but boy, all the questions, and I just didn't like the response I got from Ryan Mallett, hearing him talk at the combine about his drug use, saying that somebody's planning it, somebody's setting him up. You know, these are rumors that have been going on for quite some time. These rumors didn't just surface just before you get to the combine. I just don't like that. I don't like his mentality. I don't like his attitude, and that worries me, because when the going gets tough in the NFL, you've got to be the guy that's going to say, hey, put it on my shoulders. I'm going to be the first one in, last one out every single day. I just don't know if I get that from Ryan Mallett, and everyone points to Ryan Mallett's strong arm, but Colin Kaepernick, the quarterback from Nevada, who is 6'5", 233 pounds, ran a 4.53 in the 40 at that size, and was clocked. They had the radar guns out there, was clocked throwing the highest velocity football out there, showing that he indeed had the strongest arm of any quarterback. Running backs, nobody stood out to me. And, you know, Ryan Williams is a guy, if he stays healthy, he'll be great. Big question mark, does have a lot of hamstring issues. Mark Ingram, 4.62 in the 40. Speed isn't his game. He's had a lot of comparisons to Emmitt Smith, but there's a lot of running backs that they have good vision, they have good power, they're not the speed backs, and usually, especially these days in the NFL, you can get good running backs later on in the draft. You gotta wonder if not, Ingram didn't put up any elite numbers. That's going to hurt him and start to see him slide maybe to the latter part of the first round. Teams might not be willing to invest such a high draft pick in Mark Ingram anymore. One name to keep an eye on, though, Dalon Carter, running back out of Syracuse. I like his makeup. I think he could be a solid running back. He didn't put up elite numbers, ran a faster 40 than a guy like Ingram. I like his vision. I think he could be a workhorse. I think he could be a very reliable back in the NFL. I think he'll go third or fourth round. Keep an eye on him. I do think he'll be a nice sleeper in the NFL this year. And wide receivers, I don't think anyone really hurt themselves all that much looking at the 40 times. Did anyone really run a bad 40? There were a couple, but names that you probably have never heard of. But boy, what Julio Jones did on Sunday at the Combine, I don't think he'll overtake A.J. Green as the top receiver just because of how productive A.J. Green was at Georgia. I think these two wide receivers are top 10 picks. I think they could both be top 6 picks. Good chance A.J. Green goes to maybe Buffalo or Cincinnati. And then I think Julio Jones, if A.J. Green's already gone, Julio Jones a very good shot at going to the Cleveland Browns with the 6th overall pick. They have such a big need for a big-time wide receiver. And by the way, Julio Jones ran a 10th faster at his 40 than A.J. Green did. A.J. Green running at 4.5 in the 40. Julio Jones 4.39 in the 40, and that was at 6'3", 225 pounds. All right, that's going to do it for today's podcast recap of the Combine for the offensive players. Boy, did we have a big day defensively. Defensive ends, defensive tackles, linebackers all working out today and tomorrow. The defensive backs. We'll break it all down for you tomorrow. The Combine defensive player driven. That happens tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.
Be a fan of the Commish on Facebook at Facebook.com/fairandjust.